Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday. I'm about to say Tuesday. Thursday, October the 4th. Thursday, October the 4th, 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we'll continue with part 3 of Program to Live. We'll be talking about the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. We're talking about establishing a kingdom mindset, number one, that gives you a kingdom language, number two, that allows you to live the kingdom lifestyle, number three. But today we need to talk about the missing ingredient. One of the most important things that we discussed yesterday was understanding pistis, understanding that faith, epigenosko, is how we write the code that allows us to sit on greatness or to experience greatness through one examination of the self. When we examine something, we realize, hey, there's something inside of me that allows me to be me. There's something inside of me that motivates me for greatness. If I can examine it, I can see it. And then I don't believe it, though. I see it. It's there. I acknowledge it. But something in me doesn't align with it because my behavior and it is not the same. So I got to go test it. So we see something inside of us. We see this greatness. We see Christ in us. We it's in there. But this is the scroll of destiny. Heavenly Father, in the name that's above every name, in the name of Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. Inside of you, you see it. You know it's there. It's hidden down inside of you. It's dormant. You know that you are greater than the sum total of your behavior to date. You've done great things, brother. You've done great things, sister. We're not denying your greatness, but you are greater. Me and the wife was talking to the kids last night, and we was explaining to them the difference between being great and being your greatest, stepping up your game. So how do you step up your game? Today, like, honestly, man, we know this, but we're not implementing it. Something is not clicking, because it's not that we don't know that we have this greatness inside of us. It's not even that we tested it. We went out and we tried it, and something happened. It didn't work. So you made a decision. You said, I am. You said, I choose to be wealthy. You set a goal. You set that goal, said, I'm going to make $100,000 this year. I'll make $200,000. I'm going to make $1 million. So I set a goal for myself to be a millionaire. You guys know I've accomplished that goal. But I started off with making $100,000. Now, this is the result of a no-compromise mentality. This is the result of a can-do attitude. This is the result of a just bulldog tenacity and grit determinality. This is the result of carrying my cross, because the cross allows me to be the boss. But nothing happened when I did all of that. I made up my mind. I chose it. I am a millionaire. Guess what happened? Nothing. Nothing happened when I made a decision to be a millionaire. Now, you should be thinking to yourself, like, hold up, Brother Will. You just said it. Now, you wrote a book called Diligence. And in that book, you said that if we make a decision to be diligent, that means to cut off all avenues of retreat. That means that I've made up in my mind that I'm going to, you know, be healthy. I made up in my mind I'm going to be wealthy. I made up in my mind I'm going to be wise. I made up in my mind I'm going to have great relationships. I did exactly what you said, Brother Will. You said if I make a concrete, definite decision that the universe, you said that God only responds to a made-up mind. Yes, I did. I made up my mind, Brother Will, nothing happened. And if you make that statement, that would be true, because I made up my mind a long time ago that I was going to be a millionaire. In fact, in my 20s, I said I'm going to be a millionaire. How come nothing happened until almost 60 before my $1 million showed up? What happened between 21 and the age I am now? Why did it take me so long, Jay Money? Why did it take so long, brother? Why was I going around Groundhog's Day over and over and over again? What was the problem? The problem was what I'm getting ready to tell you right now. Ergon. Faith without works is dead. Now, I know what you're thinking. You say, well, Brother Will, I'm working homes. I said the same thing. I had 58 jobs, bro. I'm the hardest working man in San Antonio. Nothing happened. I was working 3 jobs. I ain't make no money. So what is the difference? What is the problem? What is preventing you from becoming a millionaire? What is preventing you from vibrating in health? How come you're not healthy? I'm talking like all cells in your body is vibrating, where you almost levitating. You forgot to walk through walls. Your mentality and your nutrition. Now, you can do it on any level. Now, remember, there's 3 levels to achieve success. 1, chemical. 2, electrical. 3, biological. You just pick the level that you want. So let's say you want to go about being healthy on the chemical level. You want to eat right. Okay, that means eat right and exercise. Let's say you don't want to do that. Let's say you want to be healthy on the soul level or the electrical level. That means you got to think right. That means you got to use your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. But let's say you don't want to do that. Let's say you want to be healthy on the spiritual level, the biological level, that means that you have to have a course of words, ology, that changes your course of life, bio. So that means you got to have a ruling disposition. That simply means that you got to have a neurological network. That means you got to have gray matter. You got to have brain matter in your brain. That means you have to have thought, certain thoughts, for so long and so many times that it's ingrained inside of your brain, so that it's automatic. In fact, there is nothing you can do other than that. That is the only thing that you can do. The brain does not allow you. There is a grove. That's what in the Old Testament is called, a grove. That's where we get the word Bohemian grove, that the 1%ers meet. That means a ritual. Go to the Old Testament in the Bible. Type in the word grove. Please look it up for yourself. Now, I keep asking people to do that, and I keep challenging people and encouraging people, because I want you to have dunamis power like me. Because when Jesus left, he came back and he spoke as one having authority. The reason I have authority, and the reason Jesus have authority, and the reason that my authority is the same as Jesus' authority, is because Jesus is inside of me. He's not outside of me. I don't worship Jesus. I am Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that I am the Jesus. I am saying I'm a version of Jesus. That means I'm the vibrational equivalent. Jesus said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. What was Jesus saying? He was saying, I think like him. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is I'm not trying to manipulate the word of God. I'm just saying I'm going to align with the word of God. The Bible says, be holy. I'm holy. Okay, I'm going to do that. The Bible says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. Okay, I'm going to do that. In other words, I'm going to do the things that the Bible is encouraging me to do. Okay, Brother Will, why are you doing that? Because I made a decision. I did exactly what it said and what I've been telling everybody to do inside of my book, Diligence. I told everybody, if you do that, the universe will align with you. So everybody did. And they said, okay, Brother Will, I made a concrete decision. It's like when you get saved. You go down, you have an altar call, Reverend Dr. Bishop call you down there. You go down there, they slap some oil on your forehead. You accept, you believe, and you confess. You do the ABCs of salvation. You get saved and you go home. Guess what happens? Nothing. You still lie, still cheat. You do the same thing that you've been doing all your life. But you know what they told me? They said, hey, Brother Will, that's okay, brother. You are under grace now. That's what they told me. They said, hey, that doesn't mean that you got a license to sin. I'm like, oh, okay, so I don't have a license to sin. So what does that mean? That means you don't feel guilty after you sin. So you make a mistake. You say, Jesus, you say, Father, forgive me. The Father forgives you. And then you try not to make the mistake again. And then you go on with your life. But that don't put no money in your pocket. That it doesn't pay, well, at least it didn't put no money in my pocket. The thing that was missing in your life, the thing that is missing right now that you have to do is works. It's the Greek word ergon. That's what's missing. I don't even know you, and I'm going to put all my $1 million on the fact that that's what you're not doing. I already know. How do I know that? Because it's impossible for you to be on this call, listen to my voice, if you did not, or if you were already doing ergon. Because, see, faith without ergon is what? Faith without ergon is dead. See, Christ in you is the sum total of all things. That means light. The word Christ is the word Christos, or Christos, which means light or photon. The word Christ means quantum or package of an electromagnetic radiation. It is a unit of electromagnetic radiation. It is a quanta. It is a bundle of light or a bundle of energy in which it forms electromagnetic radiation. So the Bible says no one comes to the Father unless they have a neutron and a proton. This is called a neurological photon. The Bible says you cannot come to the Father without that. Then Jesus said, I am the neurological photon of the world. So Christ is what they call in science a gluon. So gluons are the things that hold the universe together. That's what the Bible says. So your immortality is connected to God's mentality. So what are you saying, Brother Will? That sounds like a lot of church stuff. See, Christ did not create the way. He is the way. Christ did not create a truth. He is the truth. Christ did not create a life. He is the life. So the problem is we're not working. We're not doing the work. We're not heir to God. Okay, well, Brother Will, what does that mean? John chapter 11, verse 9, we talked about earlier. Now, remember, if you can take what I said yesterday, which is you have to recognize that Christ is inside of you, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. That's the first thing. You got to make that decision. You got to recognize it. Now, remember, if you can do this by, this is October the 4th of 2018. We got November, we got December, we got January of 2019. By January of 2019, whatever your goals is in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, you will manifest them in your life, guaranteed. Why? The Bible says the word of God cannot return void. Remember, it takes 30 days to create a new habit. It takes another 30 days to create a new destiny. It takes another 30 days to create a new lifestyle. So that's what we got left, 90 days. I guarantee you. Now, remember, I'm rounding up. It's really 21. 21 times 3 is not 90. But if you do 30, I'm going to give you a few extra days because, you know, it takes some of us a little longer to get it. So 30 days, your DNA changes. The next 30 days, that your old DNA replaces the new DNA, or the new DNA replaces the old DNA. The old program is replaced by the new program. That's why the life management system works. But the problem is you're not working it because you haven't done it for 90 days. You probably listened to my shows for what, 3 days? And then you are, but I got to go to work, dog, got stuff to do. So you're not doing it. Okay, Brother Will, what am I not doing specifically? Talk to me, bro. This is the metaphysics of eternal life, the metaphysics of the kingdom. So in the book of James, it says, O foolish man, can't you see that faith without works is dead? James chapter 2, verse 20. O foolish man. So foolishness. Now, James chapter 2, verse 19 says, you believe that God is one. Good for you. Even the devil believes that. So there's people walking around, and they believe in Jesus Christ and crucified. James chapter 2, verse 19 says, okay, what else do you got? Now, I've been saying that for a long time. It says the same thing in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. So a lot of people got Jesus Christ and him crucified, the basics, but they can't pay their light bill. I used to be one of those people. Why? There is no works. Now let's go up to James chapter 2, verse 17. We just read James 2, 20. I need to make sure that you get this because this is the missing link of the three links that activates one, kingdom mindset, two, kingdom language, three, kingdom lifestyle. This is what I'm teaching for the rest of this year, all of next year. For the people who over-earn their understanding and who join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Because I can say it, but you're not going to examine what I'm saying. You're not going to take what I say and test it, and you're probably not going to take what I say and live it. That's what we talked about yesterday. And James 2:14, Hebrews 11:3, and 2 Corinthians 13:5. So James 2:17 says, faith by itself isn't good enough. Now, we just talked about yesterday, we talked about faith, we talked about pistons. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now we realize we've got to add something to our faith. So there's people who listened to yesterday's show. They're going to go out and they're going to take their faith. I did when I joined the faith movement. They're going to go to a car lot like I did. They're going to put their hands on their car like I did. And they're going to say, in the name of Jesus, like I did, I claim this car in Jesus' name, like I did. And they're going to go home like I did. That car is never going to show up in their driveway, just like I did. Why? faith without works is dead, just like I was. So once again, I am not preaching book knowledge. I did this stuff, bro. I didn't read about it in the book. So if you got faith, but you ain't got no works, Brother Will, what is works? Remember I said yesterday, if you make a concrete decision to do something, that concrete decision that I made was to be a millionaire. I made a concrete decision, and my decision was millionaire or death. I would prefer to exit the stage because I've done everything else. So I would prefer to go ahead and go on up or yonder or wherever we go when we exit this dimension, depending on who you talk to, instead of stay down here and play church. I've already played church long enough, so I'm tired. I don't want to play church. Now, other people are just getting started. So, it's not for people who just got saved. My message is not for people who are happy and comfortable with Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's not my message. We just read in James 2:19, the devil believes in that. So that means you're just a good Satanist, as I said in my book, Christian Satanist. So to be a good Satanist, you just believe in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That makes you eligible for Luciferian doctrine. Now, I know it's contrary to your theology, but I just read it in James 2, verse 20. I recommend you read it too. So what do we need in addition to that? Okay, it's exactly what I've been saying for 20 years in Hebrews 6:1. It tells us to let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation. So when I laid the foundation, when they laid the foundation to my house, they didn't come back and do it again and again and again. They're not just laying a foundation every day. I know people who are laying the foundation to a house every day, and they've been laying the foundation to their house, their spiritual house, for 30 freaking years. I know people who do that. And they wonder why, when it rains, they get wet. So let me get this right. So you're laying the foundation of Jesus Christ and Him crucified every day, and you've been doing that, and you're wondering why your light bill's not paid. Let me tell you why. You're not doing the work. Okay, Brother Will, you beat that horse, bro. I'm not doing the work. Now, we already broke down what the work is. The work is taking your purpose and examining it. When you examine your diakonia, those four numbers that give you those 12 numbers, you are going to see Christ inside of you. When you see Christ inside of you, you have just been exposed to the seat of government. That means you've just been exposed to the pathway to engaging God. You've just looked at the mercy seat of Christ. Now you can see in the spirit. How do you see in the spirit? You take your chart. And what do you do with your chart? Why are you looking at it? That is the DNA of God. See, He comes into our heart and He reprograms our heart, and the blood that is in our heart gets mixed with the DNA of God or the blood of God. Now, everybody knows that there is a blood-brain barrier. The blood never mixes with the cerebral spinal cord fluid. Why? Go ask your medical doctor, why is there a blood-brain barrier? Why does blood not enter into the holies of holies? Not only in your head, but also in the tabernacle. This is the door to the spirit that Jesus spoke about in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Now, I don't have time to go deep into this. I'm going to do this during the private study in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center when I'll be breaking this down later on this year for the members that are a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center as we break down how to live according to the aura of male chi. Z, deck, reverse it, deck, Z, chi, male, deck, doctrine, Z, electricity, chi, spirit, animating principle of the body, male, melanin. What doctrine can I hear that activates my electricity or my Z or my ohms that animates my chi or my prana or my pneuma or my spirit that is contained inside of my male or my melanin or my melanocytes or my body? If you do not understand that statement, you are not doing the work. You see, with inside of our heart, the heart is not actually four chambers. It's actually a scroll. Now, there's a plethora of proof that the heart pumps blood almost like a wave. Now, I got all kinds of images and videos. You can go to YouTube and look this up for yourself. So the heart is the seat, if you want to use that word, pumps the ruach or the pneuma. Because there is a membrane between your brain and your spinal column. This memory brain, is connected to the blood that supplies or goes throughout your entire body, but it's separated from the cerebral spinal cord fluid. The two never meet. They never mix. It's called the blood-brain barrier. So if you got blood in your brain, you get rushed to the hospital because the blood is contaminated. You can't. Why? Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood cannot enter into your head. If you get blood in your brain, it's pretty much a wrap for you, boo-boo. Now, medically, this is biological. The brain comes down and is connected to the spinal cord. Now, the spinal cord, it pumps up this cerebral spinal cord fluid, but it never touches the blood. See, our blood supply carries our DNA and also all of the records, because the blood contains water. Water contains memory. So that is all of your memory. Brain. That's what's called a membrane. And it needs to be purified. It needs to be cleansed. It needs to be changed. You need a blood transfusion. And the only way to do that is through spirit. That's what the Bible says. Only if you're born of the spirit and the water can you enter into the kingdom. That's called the spirit. That's what it talks about in the book of Revelation 3, verse 12. So he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. He who is joined with Yahushua, Jesus Christ, is one in spirit with him. That is the work. But there's many people who debate work. So we have to go to the scriptures and we have to look up the definitions of these words so that way you can understand, so that way your dogs hunt. What does that mean? Right now, hopefully you've already made a concrete decision. That didn't do nothing, right? You said, I am a millionaire. Now, I said I am a millionaire when I was 21. So my $1 million did not show up until now I'm almost 60. What took so long? I was working. I had three jobs. I was doing the wrong work. The Bible says when you run the race as one who wishes to win. Now, Jesus says, at the end of the race, people will say, Lord, Lord, I healed the sick in your name. I cast out devils in your name. I did this and I did that in your name. What's Jesus going to say? Remember the scripture? He says, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. Triple dare you to look that word up in the original text. I triple dare you to look it up. Because that's what you're doing. You're doing the work. You're just doing the wrong work. That means that you're working for somebody else. You're not working for them. You have not denied yourself. You have not picked up your cross. You're not doing your work. You're on the wrong team. So you're helping accomplish somebody else's dream. You're not doing the work of your father. You're doing the work of the anti-father. Now, we all, because nobody teaches us how to do the work. We've just been taught how to make decisions. Some of us have not even been taught that. Well, I wasn't. I didn't know. That's why I wrote a book called Diligence, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. What do? You got to be diligent. What is diligence? Making a concrete decision, death or destiny. Then once you do that, the universe, remember, you must choose to be before you get the instructions to do. Let me say that again. Father, trust the minds of your people. Because you don't want to hear these words, depart from me. You don't want to hear that, trust me. Because they depart from me. Why? I never knew you. Now, this is Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Why would Jesus say that? So you're doing something, but it's not the right thing. Why? Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now remember, this is the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. This is for people who want to get into the kingdom of heaven. Now it's already here. You can step out of hell, earth, and go into heaven anytime you want to. I do it every day. Okay, how do you do it? But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. The word heaven means, again, remember, H-E-A, head, V-E-N, vein. That is the numeric gastric nerve. Something happens when that little seed germ that is released in Bethlehem, your solar plexus, it travels up the spinal cord 33 days or the 33 vertebrae. When it crosses Golgotha, the place of the skull, if it's not depleted, if your brain, if the way that you think. Now, you could have a pure diet, but if you have impure thoughts, it's a wrap, boo-boo. It's better to eat junk food all day, every day, but have clean thoughts. Because remember, mind over matter. Mind trumps matter. So I know a lot of people today that they're living good chemically, but they are thinking bad spiritually, and they're wondering why they dog don't hunt. Mind over matter. It's more important what you think is more important than what you eat. Now, I'm sipping over here drinking lime water, and, you know, well, I don't know about it. I don't really eat that healthy because I overstand. It's not what you put in the mouth that defiles the man. That's what the Bible says. It's what comes out the mouth, what's in the man's heart that defiles the man. So purify your heart. Okay, so you're doing all the things right. That's why it's kind of funny. I see these people, they do yoga, they do Tai Chi, they vegetarians, they all of this stuff, and their thoughts is whack. They're on Facebook blasting people, you know, all they, well, another study for another time. So what should you be doing? The work. What is the work? The work is the how-to. Okay, where do we get the how-to from? The how-to follows the want-to. The want-to comes after the B2, meaning, number one, make a decision. As I've been saying, and I got two books, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich and Diligence, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. The first two books I ever wrote, when I was broke, homeless, sleeping in the closet, I wrote the book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. Because I say, Father, I need your help. He said, okay, son, this is what you got to do. And he gave me the manual. And then I made that decision. Nothing happened, though. Why? I never went to step two. I just did like everybody else. I just got saved. Nobody told me that after you get saved, you got to do something. So the James chapter 2, verse 17 says, and let's go with 16, James 2, 16. If any one of you tells him, go in peace, stay warm, and be well fed, but does not provide for his physical needs, what good is that? Verse 17, James 2:17. So too faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, it is dead. Verse 18, James 2:18. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. What is James chapter 2, verse 17 saying? In the New Living Translation, James 2:17 says, so you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, is dead and useless. I know a plethora of people who are on fire for Yahushua, and they ain't got no works. What do? Nothing. Matthew chapter 7, verse 16, Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. This is so important, man. I'm trying not to get too excited because this changed my life. Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes? Are figs gathered from thistles? James chapter 2, verse 18 in the New Living Translation. James chapter 2, verse 18 in the New Living Translation. Okay, yesterday we already made the decision. We got faith. What did we say? We said, I choose to be wealthy. Okay, what happens next, Brother Will? I made a choice. I'm willing to die to get my million. Well, I am. So, bam, I made the choice. I made a decision. Then guess what happened? The step-by-step process of the things I should do was downloaded into my spirit. But if I don't take action and implement that step-by-step process, if I just sit at home and watch Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives, Monday Night Football, Chicago Inc., I mean, these all shows, you know, Billions. If I just sit there, if I say I want to be healthy, but all I do is eat Krispy Kreme donuts and watch TV all day, I got the faith. I made the choice. I made the decision. I am going to be healthy. Brother Dana, I made the decision, bro. I made the decision to be healthy, man. But if all I do every day, if I never take my dog behind out of my house, walk around the block, eat a vegetable or two every once in a while, drink some, you know, lemon water or lime water, if I never do no works, Brother Dana, you're going to be coming to my funeral, and I will die of a massive heart attack. Because I got the faith. I made the choice. I made the decision. I am healthy. I say it every day. That's my mantra. But if I make a decision to be healthy and I don't follow up that decision with no actions, this is the problem with the Christian church today. I know a plethora of Bible thumpers. Man, they'll quote scriptures like that no tomorrow. They'll turn over every chair in the church every Sunday. And you ask them, they made the decision to be wealthy. They said, I believe that they read the scriptures. They read 3 John 1, 2. Brethren, I wish above all things yet you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. They quote the scriptures just like I do every Sunday. And then they go home, knock out 15 chickens, and go to sleep. And then they go to church the next Sunday, and they're crying and they're asking God, why come they're not healthy? Are you serious? That's the state of Christianity today. That is why I don't call myself a Christian. It's an embarrassment to God. Because we're not doing the works of a Christian. The people that call themselves Christians. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a believer. I'm a knower. I'm a saint. I'm a royal priest. I'm a joint heir. Because those are all of the words and the terms that God calls me, because God knew me before I was a thought form being that I talked about before. Now, remember the term golem that I mentioned that's found in Psalms 139. And when the Jews say that we are goyim and we are the golem, we're not, according to the Orthodox Jews, we're not even eligible. We're dogs, according to the Orthodox Jews. They ain't far off. That word is in the Bible. Where is it at, Brother Will? Psalms 139, verse 13. Psalms 139, verse 13 says, for thou didst form my inner parts. Thou didst weave me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and my soul knows it very well. See, that's the difference between knowing God and believing in God. You don't have a connection with God. Not you personally, but you know somebody that you know. Now, that scripture in verse 13, that's where that root word in the Greek means golem. That means formless matter. That means it's like a blob. It means from God formed your inner parts. What is your inner parts? All of your organs, the deep aspects of you. He wove them in your mama's womb. That's what the Bible says. I mean, that's the one I'm reading. And see, now, if you don't know this, that's the difference between having dunamis power That's why you can speak with authority. Jesus spoke as one having authority. Why? Where did Jesus get his authority from? He got his authority because he had a personal, private, productive relationship with the Father. And he made a decision. Once he made a decision, the Father downloaded into him spirit exactly what to do to carry out that decision, to fulfill that decision. So faith without works is dead. I'm living proof. All I started to do differently from when I was 21, when I said, I want to be a millionaire, I went to work, and I got me three jobs. I was active duty Marines. I was working at Taco Bell at night, and I was doing maritime security. Started down in Lemon Grove and cut off by the sea and Santee or La Mesa, all those little towns around San Diego, California. When I was a young, I was a nothing in the Marines. And I was working three jobs because I went to these self-help seminars and paid all my money. And they said, you know, God wants you wealthy, healthy, and wise. I said, I like that. I like what you're preaching there, bro. Sign me up for that program. And we called it the faith movement back in the day. Then I read a book called by Hank Hanegraaff called Christianity in Crisis. This was before some of you that's listening to me today was even born. And in that book written by Hank Hanegraaff that breaks down Christianity in Crisis, it destroyed my theology. Because the God I had, he was a genie. I rubbed the lamp and I said, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. God didn't give me, I was mad. See, I had a form of godliness, but I didn't have no power. I was running the race, Brother Dana, but I was running the wrong race. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 was written just for me. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. See, I was doing my will. I was doing shizness Willie's way. I never consulted God. Did God want me to go into real estate? I didn't ask. Did God want me to go work three jobs? I didn't ask. I just did and say, God, rubber stamp my decision, homie. You are a rubber stamping God. Then I realized, oh, I'm serving the wrong God. Because the big G, he doesn't rubber stamp your will. The big G waiting for you to align with his will. You got to do it his way. And he put his design inside of you so that way you can shine. But, Brother Will, how do you know? I just read it to you. Psalms 139, verse 13. Okay, well, what does that mean, though, Brother Will? Okay, let's continue to read it. He said, he wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks unto you. Verse 15 really messed up my theology. Psalms 139, verse 15 says, my frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in secret, okay, I was made in secret? Yeah, but did you not read? Did you not look it up in the Greek? In Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, there's two different creators. There's man, there's mankind. What's the difference between Elohim? Let us. Somebody tried to conceal something. And the big G is telling the little G, I see what you're doing, Holmes. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. Psalms 139, verse 15. And skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth, your eyes have seen my unformed substance. I triple dare you to look it up. I triple dare you to go to blueletterbot.org and type in Psalms 139, verse 16, and look it up in the Greek. I triple dare you to do it. Why? It'll destroy your theology. My frame was not hidden when I was made in secret. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance. So that's why I'm telling y'all, man, y'all got to stop arguing with these Satanists. And you got to stop arguing with these Orthodox Jews and these Illuminati dudes because they know more than you, because they do something Christians don't do. They look shizness up. They research in the ancient texts. Christians don't do that. I triple dare you if you call yourself, if you claim that you say you love Jesus, Please look up who Jesus is. You might change your theology, because that's what, you know. Now, Jesus, the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, not men. That's what I do every day. I get up, sun up to sun down, and I study. Why? January 1st of 2009, I prayed for death or destiny. This is not a game for me. Now, for some folks, they're not like, I'm doubting Willie. So I don't believe the word of God. I just test it. I do what it says in the word that we read yesterday in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians 7. Now, we read it yesterday. Let me refresh your memory just in case, for some strange stretch of the imagination, you don't understand my zeal. Just in case you just think that, man, this dude just, you know, he woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. He's yelling and screaming. I don't, what's wrong with him? Just in case, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, New Living Translation. Examine yourself to see if your faith is genuine. Test yourselves. Surely you know that Jesus Christ is in you. If you don't, you have failed the test of genuine faith. Now, again, I triple dare you to look, go to the King James, go to Blue Letter Bible, Bible Gateway, whatever your favorite. Take out your lexicon. Now, I mean, I still have my old school stuff. Every once in a while, I take out my Strong Concordance. It's been a while, but it's in the garage out there somewhere. Maybe you want to go old school. Look it up in the Strong Concordance. 2 Corinthians, it says, in the King James, it says, examine yourself whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Plural, more than one. Know ye not your own selves. We don't know ourselves. How can we don't know ourselves? How that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. So there are reverends and doctors and bishops who say, Brother Will, the book you wrote, Holmes, Christ in You, the Hope of Glory, talking about gluons, talking about Christ internal, Christ inside the body. That's whack, bro. Christ is outside the body. I don't know what Christ they serve. Jesus himself says, I never speak unless I speak in a parable. I got three books. Each book is 600 pages that proves Christ eternal within the body. This is not rocket science. It's just basic research. However, this is how I can tell the difference between a saint and an ain't. An ain't going to do nothing. They ain't going to do the work. That's why they're an ain't. That's why they got faith, but they ain't got no works. Thus the word ain't. The difference between a saint and an ain't going to look up nothing. A saint will say, they will say, you know what, this dude out here talking, I'm going to check out his stuff. He say, look it up, I'm going to look it up. That's what a saint will do. Ephesians chapter 3:17 says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, I pray that you be rooted and grounded in love. But who knows where Christ is at? Christ is in you unless you be unapproved. Now, we already read in John where it says, anybody who do not believe that Christ came in, we lift it up, that means internal, that means inside the body, is not of God. That's why they faith don't have no works. How do you get power, dunamis power? Because it's not yours. See, I can go all day, every day. How can I go all day, every day? Now, I know I got to stop because my body, my flesh gets tired, but my spirit, yeah, spirit don't get tired, homie. It's eternal. There's no such thing as past. There's no such thing as future. The spirit is now. Why? Now faith is. So without this key ingredient, what ingredient? Christ is in you. You are a reprobate. According to King James, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, I am not making this up. You have failed the test. So therefore, the three requirements, to be a kingdom millionaire, and I like to use the term millionaire because everybody gets all like, oh, what? It's the combination of spirit and matter. That's what Yahushua did. Yahushua is establishing an entire new. He's the firstborn of many brethren. That's the kingdom millionaire. Kingdom, spirit, millionaire, matter. His ability to understand the true destiny of the God kind, the mankind, after the order of Melchizedek. So, Brother Will, what are you saying? The only reason that you're not more successful is because you're probably running the wrong race. You're still doing your will. You have not connected with God, the real one, because you're still doing it your way, like I did, meaning you're not doing his will. You're doing your will. See, you were born not to die, but to overcome mortal death by harnessing your full spiritual, celestial, not terrestrial, capacities while you are still alive and full of life. That is from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 1. Verse 14. You won't find that book inside of the canonized version. Why? Somebody don't want you to know that there is a God that governs the governor of this universe. Kurios in the Greek, that means Lord. It means manager, does not mean creator. There is a God, however, that is the creator. He ain't the manager. He's the creator. He allows the manager to manage for a period of time. After that, it's a wrap. But there is a big G that governs, that is over the governor of this universe. And if you do not have a connection with the big G, with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, with the Prince of Peace, with the Lily of the Valley, with the Bride and the Morning Star, with the Alpha and the Omega, Luke 11:52 is what you're going to hear. Luke 11:52 says, "Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering ye hindered." Now Matthew 23 says the same thing seven times. "Woe unto you, conversationalist, for you took away the key to the sacred knowledge. You have not entered in yourself into the kingdom of God that is within you, that the union with your divinity while you are still alive and those who are entering you have hindered." That is Luke 11:52 in the New Living Translation. Triple day to read that. Triple day to read Luke chapter 11, verse 52. Why? The kingdom of God is within. There's over 200 scriptures that tells you to be in Christ or that Christ is in you. The reason why this is the smoking gun is because if you cannot, remember, number one, recognize that. The word examine means to recognize. All power was given unto him. So Christ, which is in form of the CSF, the cerebral spinal cord fluid. Now, you can ask any medical doctor this, they'll tell you this. The body renews itself. The oldest part, I think it's every 21 days, the oldest part, like your bones, is like every 3 years or something like that. What does that mean? That means that you should never die. Nobody should die. As we read from or in the Book of Wisdom that says, you were programmed. Somebody manipulated your DNA. They put telomeres on top of the DNA so that way you do not have eternal life. Why? According to the Book of Wisdom, chapter 1, you were born not to die, D-I-E, not D-Y-E, but to overcome mortal death by harnessing your full spiritual, atomic, celestial capabilities. So the word Adam, A-T-O-M. The word Eve means E-V-O-L. Atoms were designed to evolve. That's what the story of Adam and Eve is about. It's about the evolution of mankind into the God kind. But you can't say that. Well, let me rephrase that. Certain people are not ready for that. That's why they don't have no power. Because where does the power come from? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith, when you get the faith, you add to your faith works. Okay, Brother Will, you keep saying that, man. Tell me what that means. Okay, let's go to blueletterbible.org. So we go to blueletterbible.org, and we get into the scriptures, and we see that according to James chapter 2, verse 17, we look up that word in James chapter 2, verse 17, or verse 20, whichever one you like. We see this Greek word, ergon, E-R-G-O-N. This is the only reason you're not more successful right now. This is the only reason why it took me from 21 to 50 plus for my millions to show up. I was not doing the work. Neither are you. Somebody that you know. Now, I'm not saying that you're not working, but you're not doing your work. You're not doing the work. You're running the wrong race. You're running, but you running the wrong work. James 2:14 says, what does it profit, my brother, thou a man shall say, he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him alone? James 2:15, if a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, James 16, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which they are need of to the body. What does it profit? Meaning, if you see somebody in need and you don't do nothing, does that benefit them? That was James 2:16. James 2:17, even so, if you have faith and not works, it is dead, being alone. So when we look at James 2:17, we got faith. We've made a concrete decision. We said, well, I did. I am a millionaire. The moment I said that, bam, I became a millionaire. So I've been a millionaire since I was 21. But what took so long for that $1 million to show up? The word Erdogan. Because it says, if you have faith and know Erdogan, E-R-G-O-N, Strong Concordance number G-2041. So that way you can look it up. Strong Concordance number G-2041. Erdogan, it means business. It means employment, that which one is occupied. That means that your occupation is the result of your brain being occupied with your purpose. If your brain is not occupied with what you have decided to be, you're not empowered for that undertaking. So it means business employment, that one is occupied. When we break it down, again, let's go a little bit deeper into this word so that way you can understand, because it's way more than just work. It's way more than just a deed, labor, toil. This word, Erdogan, means occupation. Now, underneath is extremely important, my brothers and sisters, because the word occupation means that you are occupied. So if you are not occupied and you have faith, your result is not going to show up. So the only reason that you're not wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship, you're not occupied with being wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship. And you know it. You know in your heart that your brain is not occupied with your decision that you made. You know that your brain is occupied with other things, if we're honest. if we are 100% honest, because the hardest thing to do is to bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of your purpose. See, the word occupied means to take or to fill up all space and time. It means to be engaged in something that fills up your mind and your energy and your attention. You and I both know that your brain is not occupied with your purpose. It means to hold a position or an office occupied. You and I both know that most of your day is spent thinking about poo nanny, thinking about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear, all of the other stuff. You and I both know that your brain is not in the possession of. The word OB means C-A-P-E-R-E, where we get the English word capable. The word occupied means capable. If your brain becomes occupied with your purpose, you become capable of fulfilling that purpose. That's all I did. The moment my brain became occupied with my purpose, whether it was my health, and then I achieve it, and then my brain become unoccupied, and then it goes away. That's why my weight goes up and down. I can put all of my attention on something, bam, I accomplish it. Then I take my attention off of it, and it goes away. Why? The observer determines what is observed, according to physics. So when I stop observing it, it stops observing me. That's what you're doing. Some of us have not even started observing. So the observer determines what is observed. The watchers, now we already did that show already on the watchers. Whatever you watch is what manifests in your life. You're just watching the wrong thing. I can tell what you're watching by your fruit. Your fruit is what you're watching. Watching is another word for thinking. Thinking is another word for occupied. Now remember, in the Latin, the word occupied is comes from the Latin word O-C-C-U-P-A-R-E, or from the Greek, the Hebrew, the French, the Aramaic, O-C-C-U-P-E-R. Occupier. That means to take grasp of, to seize. It means to take over. Now remember the word leukos? It means over or on top. So the reason that the dominant culture, if you want to use that term, who we call the white man, the reason they have that what we call entitlement spirit, that white privilege, because their brains are occupied. Something is on top of their DNA. That's called epi. That's called leukos. So you should do the same thing. But the thing that you should put on top of your DNA is your purpose. Now, if you do that, now you can do anything. You can put anything on top of your DNA. And it's going to change your genetic structure to match that. That's called epigenetics. Dr. Bruce Lipton, inside of his book, The Biology of Belief, has biologically proven that. Whatever the brain is occupied, the mass changes to fit that occupation. That's why it's called occupation. That's why your job is called your occupation. Right now, you got the wrong occupation. How do I know? Fruit. Now, again, based upon what you're telling me. Now, maybe you really don't want to be healthy, because ain't nothing wrong with that. But, you know, don't lie to yourself, because it's manifesting in your life. Maybe you really don't want to be wealthy. And that's okay, too. It's like now when I see homeless people, I don't feel sorry for them. That's a person who's occupied with not living in an apartment or a home. They have chosen. Remember, number one, you make a concrete decision. Number two, your brain become occupied with that decision. Number three, that manifests in your life. That's the same thing that we talked about yesterday. We said realize it, test it, express it. That's another way of saying the same thing that we said yesterday when we read 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Do you not realize that Christ, now remember, Christ means the messianic office That means a position. That means occupied. If your brain is not occupied with Christ, then you're not going to be able to do the works of Christ. Therefore, you're not going to express the life of Christ. Your brain is just occupied with the wrong thing. That's it. So when I see a little kid, when I was talking to me and the wife talking to the children last night, and I was telling them, your brain, they come home and their cell phone's in their face. And my wife will tell them, now you go in there and do the dishes. Okay, mama. She goes down there. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching her. She'll take one dish out and she'll put it from the sink into the dishwasher, holding her cell phone in her hand, watching the videos. 2 hours later, she's still taking dishes out of the sink. Something that would take me 5 minutes takes her 2 hours. Why? Her brain is not occupied with dishwashing. Her brain is occupied with that video. Now, my little son, being there playing his video games, my wife's the attic, clean up your room. Yes, ma'am. And he's there playing his video game. He may put a shirt or two in a drawer. His room never gets cleaned. Why? His brain is not occupied with cleaning the room. Now, I did bad things. So when me and my wife was going through all of our adversity a couple of years ago, a year ago, however long it was, what caused my adversity? Did the devil show up? Was there demons? Brother Dano, did a demon come and force me to leave my wife and do all the stuff I was doing, man? Is it the devil's fault that I was, you know, that I was having marital problems? My brain was not occupied with my wife. My brain was occupied with something else. So if your brain is not occupied with your destiny, with your purpose, don't expect your destiny or your purpose to show up. And don't blame God and don't blame the devil because it ain't their fault. It's yours. I go to church every day and I see people who believe in God for a miracle and their brain is not occupied with that miracle. And they wondering why their miracle is not manifesting in their life. Brothers and sisters, this is not rocket science. The kingdom millionaires, to anybody can be a millionaire. Anybody. You don't need no great wealth. You don't need no royal blood. You don't need to be white. You don't need to be 6'5". You don't have to have blonde hair. You don't have to have blue eyes. You don't have to be a member of no secret society. You don't need no freaking, you know, no fancy Facebook app. You don't need no algorithm. You don't need no fancy marketing scheme. You don't need to invest in no programs. You don't have to do nothing. All you got to do is occupy your brain with your purpose. Period. That's called working. In the spirit realm, working is not physical. In the spirit realm, working is mental. Now, that mental is going to result in the physical automatically. I guarantee you, don't believe me, try it. Try this out. Try it if you don't believe me. For one day, just watch. Let's do physical fitness stuff. That's easy. For one day, if you're a dude and you want to get buff, take out Arnold Schwarzenegger's old videos. Just do it one day. Watch Mr. Olympia back in the day. Watch that old movie, Pumping Iron. Just watch exercise stuff all day, every day. Watch exercise videos. Read exercise books. Buy muscle and fitness magazines. Just consume your brain with nutrition and fitness stuff. Just do it for one day. Watch what happens. Test. Remember, we said test. Number one, you got to examine, you got to recognize. Number two, you got to test. Then number three, you will be empowered. Guaranteed. I've been doing this all my life. Now, I didn't know what I was doing. I just had to break it down so I could teach it. Because when I got to my goal, I was like, okay, what did I do different? The only thing I did was one thing different that you're not doing. I occupied my brain 24/7, 365. My wife gets concerned sometimes because she says, babe, well, what's going on? She don't know that my brain is, you know, like gone because I am occupied with purpose because I know how this works. Jay Money, when I figured this out, brother, this is the goose that lays the golden egg. This is the process. This is what I do every day. This is why I am wealthy. This is why I'm healthy. This is why I'm wise. This is why I'm in a great relationship. Because whatever area that needs to be addressed, I occupy my brain with that area. until it gets me to the point that I want to do, and then I can address another area. Then I come back and I address that area. That's all I do all day, 24/7, 365. I make sure that my brain is occupied. That word occupied is a, if you look it up, the definition of the word occupied, you, in addition to the word capable, you're going to see another word for the word occupied. But the word occupied means having power and ability to compete. Occupied. Because if you are, if your brain is occupied with your purpose, that gives you dunamis power. Please look up the definition of the word cape or cap able. Please look it up. It means influence to be affluent. Remember what are the metaphysics of the kingdom? That was one of the metaphysics of the kingdom. That was one of the attributes of the kingdom. What is one of the attributes of the kingdom? Having the ability to affect the field, to compete. The word capable, which comes from the word acro, it means able to hold. It means the ability to grasp. It means the ability to have. So the word capable, the word have gives us the word capable. The word capable gives us the word occupied. The word occupied gives us the word, again, occupation. The word occupation gives us the word Erdogan. The word Erdogan gives us the word work. If you are not reverse engineering that's the only reason why you're not wealthy, healthy, wise, and in great relationships. Number one, you're not Erdogan. Number two, Erdogan produces an occupation. Now remember, an occupation means a position. The word Christ means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office, that position, with the power to fulfill that office. The word Aragon is the exact same word as the word Christ. So what is inside of you? Christ in you, the hope of glory. The word Christ means Aragon. What is the word Aragon? It means that you are filled up so that way you can engage the mind with energy and attention to fulfill your destiny. So when I meet somebody and they tell me, Brother Will, I cannot do blank, I know that their brain is not occupied with blank. That's it. I said, I talked for an hour and a half to tell you this. After today, your brain should be occupied with blank. Fill in the blank. What do you want? You want $1 million? Your brain should be occupied with $1 million. I already know, been there, done that, got two T-shirts. You want a better marriage? Your brain should be occupied with your marriage. Because when your brain is occupied with your marriage, with your, guess what's going to happen? Your brain is going to tell you, hey, bring home, go buy the wife some flowers. And you can say, well, it's not her birthday. The brain going to say, we don't care. Because it's not the brain. It's Christ in you, because the word occupied means the word Christ. And Christ is love. And so Christ will tell you exactly what to do to establish the love, to maintain the relationship with your wife, with your husband, with your supervisor on your job. What problem you got, man? Show me a problem, any problem. Any problem. You got a health problem? Your brain must be occupied with that solution. Now, you should be saying, what solution? Doesn't matter. Your job is to say, I am the solution. And then Christ will bring you the solution, and he will tell you exactly what to do to fulfill your destiny. It doesn't get no better than that, brothers and sisters. That's why I love what I do. I love what I do because there's not a problem on earth I can't solve, because it ain't me. If I have been crucified with Christ, that means I have been occupied with purpose. Let me close with this, man, because I'm getting too excited. I'm about ready to get my shout on by the turnovers and chairs. Let me calm down a little bit. Now, the Bible says this. If you can understand this, brothers and sisters, along with everything else as I said, number one, make a decision, man. Just make a decision. Just say, I decide today to be wealthy. Okay, what does the definition of what wealthy means to you? My definition changed. First it was, 10, then 15, then 50, then 100, then 150. Now my definition is a million. I changed it. Guess what? You can write your own script. Now, there's some white people going to tell you you can't do that, okay? I talked to the big G, and he says that you are a co-creator with me. This is the boundaries. So inside that boundaries, you go anywhere you want. Thank you, Father. I'm good. $1 million is within inside of the boundaries. Health, inside of the boundaries. Wisdom is inside of the boundaries. Good relationship with myself, with other people, with my wife, with my children, with my neighbors, that's all inside of the boundaries. So I have been crucified. Who was I crucified with? Now, if you can get this, Galatians 2:20, let's close with this. If you can get it, man, if you can get it, it's going to curl your toes. I have been crucified. What have I been crucified with? I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Oh, man. Oh, Father, I don't think they did y'all get it? Okay, Father, so y'all didn't get it. Let me say it again. I have been, or let's say it according to the King James. King James says, I am. Now, remember, when you say I am, that's like saying, that's the most powerful statement. Anytime you say I am, whatever comes after I am is like saying abracadabra. That's why it's so dangerous. Because when you say I am broke, you just kiss the devil in the mouth. Never say that, man. When you say I am, I don't care if reality says, never say I am and a negative word come after that. Never, ever, ever, ever. If the doctors say you got cancer, you should never, ever say I am blank. Never. If you do, you kiss the devil in the mouth. Never say a negative affirmation after the word I am. That's the most powerful. But why? When Moses asked God, who are you? He says, I am that blank. I am. God is the solution to every problem you got. So when you say, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live. Hold up. Are you serious? So that means that word in the Greek is the word sutaro. Let me play it out so that way I don't butcher it for you. Listen to this.
Sustarao.
Sustarao. If you can wrap your brain around this, man, along with everything else, y'all gonna be levitating tomorrow. Matter of fact, you should be levitating right now. Sutarao means the word crucified. It means along with. Oh, y'all didn't get it? Oh, what? You didn't get it? Oh man, you didn't get it. Sutarao. Okay, let me break it down for you. Let's break down that word, sutararo.
Strong's G, 4862. Soon.
So the first word is soon, but it's spelled S-U-N. Sun. So we got the word sun tarao. So soon, sun. So we got the first word, sun. Now, that word sun, S-U-N, it means W-I-T-H. Number one, it means association. It means companionship. It means process. Somebody please write down, Father, touch their minds, Father. I know I've been talking a long time. Y'all got to get this. I'll probably do another part two tomorrow. But you got to get this. It means process. Remember, I said you got to have a process that establishes a structure that activates your life. This word crucified means, number one, S-U-N, which is spelled S-Y-N in the Greek. That means process. It means companion. It means to pull alongside of. Okay, process of what, Brother Will?
4717, starao. Starao.
A process of starao. Starao means to drive down stakes. T-A-K-E-S. It means to drive down. It means to utterly destroy negativity. It means to anchor down. So it means with an anchor. Starao. That simply means that What Christ is doing is he's setting you permanently in place. That's why crucifixion is a promotion. It's not a demotion. So that means that you have been set in place with who? With who, brother? With who? Who you? Well, let me phrase that. Who am I in place with? Where I get my power from? Why am I on here yelling and screaming every day? Because I know something that you don't. What do I know? I know that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, not in the Son of God. My faith is of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That means I don't use my faith, I use his. That doesn't mean I don't use my power, I use his. That doesn't mean I don't use my energy, I use his. I don't use nothing. All I do is show up. God is in me. He's operating as me. He's manifesting himself through me. So wealth, non-issue. Health, non-issue. Wisdom, non-issue. Relationship, non-issue. Why? Christ is in me, operating as me, manifesting himself through me. Why? Galatians 2:20. I have been anchored down with Christ. And Christ is the messianic office. That means my brain is occupied with my purpose that came from Christ. That makes me eligible to be operating and live in the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, that's the kingdom in us. That's how you establish the mindset of Christ. That's how you establish the kingdom mindset. That way you can operate it with the kingdom language so you can live the kingdom lifestyle. If you're interested in joining me in the kingdom, email me today at masterteacher33@gmail.com. Email us again, masterteacher33@gmail.com. So that way you can join me in the rest of this year and the beginning of 2019 as we destroy the mindset of the enemy and we establish, we occupy until he comes. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May some bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you.
I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I accept that I got this. Yeah, I know. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy ton. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. You talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness. I'm done. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but
I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.